Good morning. Thanks for joining me today. Buddha was looked at and referred to often as a doctor with prescriptions for how to fix your disease. And these prescriptions are also referred to as expedient means. You could say there are two kinds. There are the ones that have to do with our own personal approach to our practice. Once we set on this path and we decide to take this on in our lives. So meditation, of course, is one of them. And the doctor prescribed a way to sit and to sit appropriately. You can look at the Eightfold Path as a combination of these two. One is the personal inner experience of how we think about things, how we look at things. And the other is the outer, or what I call together action. And that's how we treat each other and the world. Buddha prescribed these as expedient means for us to understand what we're doing and what's happening. So here at Ordinary Zen, we don't have a lot of rituals or customs. Some Zendos, some Buddhist traditions have a lot of expectations about how you behave, how you dress, how you look, how you talk, how you bow, all of it. Now, what is all that? These are expedient means for you to get to know yourself with a capital S. And the first obstacle that you're going to run into is yourself with a small s. You're going to come up against it, and it's going to be your journey, how you deal with it. No one else's. So I've had lots of opportunity in my life to come up against it. I'm rather rebellious, an individual that doesn't like rules. Don't like to be told what to do. So that's my first obstacle, my own sense of self and my ego and my attitude towards the world that gets in the way of walking the path. So together action is really quite wonderful. And I've learned over the years to really appreciate how together action brings us into balance and harmony and allows us to get out of our own little world and be part of the whole experience, which again is leading us to awakening to our original nature. So here at Ordinary Zen, together action starts with when we walk in the door. So our sessions start at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, you should be here and seated. When you come into the Zendo, you should bow. You should leave the world behind, take your shoes off, quietly come and sit down. Then we bow to the three treasures. We take refuge in them. Then we recite the Heart Sutra. Then we sit and meditate for 25 minutes. Then we do a walking meditation. Again, you can see how a walking meditation is a beautiful together action. It's not an individual go your own way. We're all walking together. So there's lessons in all these. And then we sit for another 25 minutes. Then we recite the four Bodhisattva vows, and then we have our Dharma talk and tea. So there's not a lot here in terms of ritualistic views. I don't tell people what to wear. In my Buddhist practice with the Korean tradition, and at first it seems like it's kind of loose compared to Soto Zen, which seems very strict, but actually they're very similar. The intent is the same. So the most important thing always with any action that you take anytime is, what is your intention? If you're just going through the motion because everybody else is doing it, that's one thing. But if you're really present to what's happening and you have no agenda and you have nothing to add and nothing to take away, and you're just experiencing it as a harmonious balance of existence, what has to get out of the way for you to feel free in the moment and not defined by your attitudes and how you look at things and how you feel about it? This together action is a beautiful way to get past our stuff and just be together and be clear, be compassionate. That's important. So these things, you know, I'm lenient about the getting here late thing. I'm not singling anyone out. I'm just saying it's okay, except when it's a pattern and when it's consistent all the time. It interferes with the together action because then other people might think, oh, well, I could be late too. Why does it matter? But it does matter because we're doing a together action. And it helps everyone when we all participate in the same way together. So that's why that's like that. It's not my rule that I want personally from my ego or anything like that. It's just together action. It's just a way to continue our practice together. I just wanted to clear that up about what our procedures are and why we do them the way we do them. Any thoughts about that or questions?
I'm also a rebel, but I really appreciate the structures because, you know, I guess I'm speaking in a personal sense rather than, you know, generally what I think, oh, this is right or this is wrong or something like that. But in a personal sense, I think that structures for me have been kind of like a life preserver. Yes, to reassure me about my directions. I'm doing this for this reason, this purpose.
Yeah, it's like the precepts, right? So even the precepts, some of them seem really personal. Like, you know, I am vowing to, you know, not lie or not cheat. But there are other aspects of precepts that are outwardly manifesting, you know, how you treat other people. So you have to remember, we're doing this from a Buddhist perspective. This isn't like fascism, okay? We're not telling people to wear the same uniform for a different agenda. Our agenda here is awakening. That's different. So that's why I say intention is really important. There are all kinds of religions and with rules and regulations about how to behave. And you know, there's all kinds of philosophies and megalomaniacs who are telling you, you know, what you should do and shouldn't do. And you know, I'll save you. Just do what I tell you to do and everything will be fine. You know, just continue to be your sheep. But that's not what this is about. This is about awakening to you, to your original nature, to the reality of what this is. Buddha's gift is profound. And we have to start from there. We have to recognize this is profound. This is not something I have to be grateful. I have to be committed to it. And this is just showing my commitment. This is just saying, here I am. You know, I see this as a path that's undoing all this, you know, deluded views and afflictions that I have. It's not about playing along just for the sake of playing along. It's really your journey. And even though we call it together action, it's still your journey. And nobody's telling you what to do, actually. But at the same time, we're doing it together. So that's why it is the way it is.
That's a great message. And I think also that this possibility for more and more of those looking for the answer,
yeah,
and being told something and doing what they're being told.
Yeah.
But in this case, when that process becomes volitional for the individual,
yes,
then, you know, then you're, or we're not being told to do that. We're noticing and recognizing.
Yeah.